32 Fairbanks area voters plan to file opposition to the latest state redistricting plan. Goldstream Valley resident Ron Dearborn and George Riley of Astor have contested redistricting board proposals in court from the start. Riley says their latest objections primarily focus on the realignment of two Fairbanks Senate districts to make them more geographically and politically aligned.
What we're proposing is having the Chena Ridge Airport area and the University area tied with the Astor Goldstream area in a Senate district, and having the North Pole area, Salshaw-Eielson, the Two Rivers area, having all of them tied together in a Senate district. I think the majority of the people in any of those districts would look at that and say they would like it.
Riley says the Fairbanks Senate districts he and Dearborn propose are also closer in numbers of voters than the ones in the redistricting board plan,
which is both a violation of the Constitution and a violation of the specific ruling made in the 2010 case, that if you have an opportunity to decrease the deviation, one plan versus another, you need to take the one that has the lower deviation. So we're pretty confident that when we put these kinds of things in front of Judge McConaughey, his response will be swift and appropriate.
Riley says he and Dearborn offered to drop their suit if the board accepted the alternative districts. The panel rejected the option. Board Attorney Michael White says that the board didn't find a compelling legal reason to agree to the settlement and has instead decided to let the process play out in court.
They basically wanted the board to change some Senate pairings in Fairbanks for no reason other than to, because they wanted to, and the board felt that that was not in the best interest of the state.
Board Chair John Torgerson could not be reached for comment. Riley and Dearborn plan to file their opposition to the redistricting plan in the next week to 10 days.